The Bay Bridge's new eastern span will open in about 2 weeks. That means a new view for drivers of the 270,000 vehicles that cross it every day.
It is the workhorse. It carries more traffic than all the other bridges combined in the Bay Area.
That's retired Bay Bridge spokesman Greg Bayall.
The money raised from the tolls go to fix all the other bridges. You know, it's just one thing after another.
Today we're considering this singular creation, and we're going to start with the people entrusted to make the Bay Area's new signature span last. These are not members of your average construction crew. They are iron workers, highly skilled tradesmen who construct the massive metal structures that define our city skylines. KALW's Isabel Angel met three iron workers who've helped build the new Bay Bridge. She spoke with them at their union headquarters in San Francisco.
The first thing you should know about iron workers is that they don't make things out of iron, like horseshoes. They're builders. Iron workers from Local 377 built the Golden Gate Bridge, the Transamerica Tower, and the Bank of America skyscraper right here in San Francisco. Today, the union's biggest and most eye-catching project is the new Bay Bridge's signature suspension span. The huge white tower and cables that reach over 500 feet into the sky. The second thing you should know about iron workers is that they're pretty ballsy.
You know, we're 100 feet in the air, you know, doing stuff that needs to be done.
Matthew Cochran serves as the current job site steward on the Bay Bridge.
You know, if we all stopped each time we cut ourselves or thought we hurt ourselves really bad, the job would still be only halfway done.
Stephen Batiste was a former job site steward.
Well, you know, they call us Cowboys of the Sky.
And Jerry Caballa Jr. was a foreman on the project. All three men have spent a good part of the last 5 years working for American Bridge Floor, the contractor for the self-anchored suspension. The job is winding down. There's 44 people on the bridge right now, including Cochran. But at the construction's peak in 2010, up to 110 workers could be out on the bridge at one time. Caballa Jr. explains their first job in 2008 was actually building a temporary bridge. The span has just a single suspension, instead of a double suspension like the Golden Gate. And crews had to build a structure around that big tower to temporarily hold the road deck until last November. That's when the full weight of the bridge was transferred to the suspension system.
You know, we used a big left coast lifter. Some of you might have seen it out there in the bay, huge crane.
A huge crane floating on a huge barge.
That we use to lift like 300-foot sections at a time. You know, they weighed about from about 2 million pounds, 2 to 2.5 million pounds. And we'll hoist that in the air and we'll, you know, you find a hole and you spud it, pin it, and try to make bolts in it as fast as you can.
The ironworkers did other things too, like spinning the suspension cables and unbolting the equipment used to lift the tower sections into place. Cochran shows me a picture of himself, suspended in midair, holding what looks like a big drill.
And that is, if you look at the very, very top of the tower, I'm hanging off a positioning hook. There's nothing underneath me right there. And I'm taking this lifting lug off. That's how big the lug is, just to lift up that tower section. But that's what we do. I'm hanging off my ass there with nothing underneath me.
How high are you right now?
That's 538 feet.
Oh, my God.
That's part of the rigging. That's the shackles right there. And I'm just hanging by a position hook.
Were you ever scared of being that high, like at the beginning or now?
You don't think about it.
You guys aren't, but I am.
You know, it's not something you think about. You just, you know, you see something you got to do, you go do it.
Being an iron worker is dangerous. On average, 15 are killed each year nationwide. So far, no one has died working on the new Bay Bridge, but Caballa Jr. says that's rare for a project this big.
We're built to walk on iron. You know, not everybody can do our job, but they've got us so restrained by safety cables and lanyards and 100% tie-off that it's, when you're moving iron that's so big, it can move so fast that you can't get out of the way. And you're sometimes in more of a risk of not being able to move quick enough out of the way before it actually catches your arm in there and just, you know, cuts your arm off or whatever.
And there are distractions. Out on the bridge, the iron workers get an up-close view of wildlife, like diving pelicans and the peregrine falcons who live under the Old Bay Bridge. Batiste tells me they're actually trying to move the birds over to the new bridge before their nests are demolished.
I talked to one of the other iron workers one day, and he said, "Man, I was out here on a Sunday building birds' nests." I'm like, "Well, so tell me about this." And he started telling me about the birds that they're trying to coax over to the new bridge.
So far, it's not working.
The birds are like, "We didn't build that house."
All three guys agreed the Bay Bridge is the hardest job they have ever worked. But it does pay well. They get an average rate of $33 an hour, plus they all worked overtime every day since the project started in 2008. That's about $140,000 a year. You can't just become an iron worker, though. First, you have to go to school, then take a 4-year apprenticeship at half pay. Only 20% of people who go into that make it out. As Cochran says, money isn't enough to make workers stick around.
There's been lots of close calls, and you know, but it's a close call, and you shake it off, and you keep moving. You know, we've all been hurt, you know. And, I mean, when our workers get hurt, they get hurt. They look like this, in slings. You know, I even have a right bicep anymore. You know, things like that, broken fingers and constant broken hands and feet and cut and beat up and just keep stepping.
Despite all that, Batiste says there's an enormous sense of pride in being able to look up and point to a massive engineering marvel like the Bay Bridge that he helped build.
It's going to be just like the Golden Gate Bridge, or they're going to say many generations of family members worked on that bridge long ago. What'd they say? That bridge is supposed to last 135 years, something like that.
It could happen. And that would mean these guys' great-great-great-great-grandchildren could drive over the bridge these men helped build. For Cross Currents, I'm Isabel Angel.